Apparently, academic freedom doesn't extend to critics of Darwinism. When University of Colorado Professor Ward Churchill called victims of the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, Little Eichmanns, the American Association of University Professors, AAUP, defended his academic freedom, reaffirming the AAUP's commitment to preserving and advancing principles of academic freedom in this nation's colleges and universities. Freedom of faculty members to express views, however unpopular or distasteful, is an essential condition of an institution of higher learning that is truly free. But when word of President White's edict reached Jonathan Knight, director of the AAUP's Office of Academic Freedom, Knight said, "Academic freedom is not a license to teach anything you like." In the Orwellian thinking of the AAUP, all unpopular views are equal, but some are more equal than others. Defenders of President White's edict pointed to a consensus of scientists that intelligent design is wrong. But how could there be a consensus if qualified scientists such as Minnick and Behe are excluded from voting? This sounds suspiciously like those unanimous elections for which the former Soviet Union became notorious. Just as truth could not be decided by the Communist Party in Moscow, Russia, so it cannot be decided by the Darwinist Party in Moscow, Idaho. Designer genes. Molecular machines display a key signature or hallmark of design, namely, irreducible complexity. In all irreducibly complex systems in which the cause of the system is known by experience or observation, intelligent design or engineering played a role in the origin of the system. We find such systems within living organisms. Scott A. Minnick and Stephen C. Meyer, Second International Conference on Design and Nature, 2004. A Book You're Not Supposed to Read. Darwin's Black Box, The Biochemical Challenge to Evolution, 10th Anniversary Edition, by Michael J. Behe, New York, The Free Press, 2006. Chapter 11. What a Wonderful World. Guess what? The Earth's place in the universe is so remarkably well-suited for life and scientific discovery that it suggests design. Opponents of design claim that our universe is just the luckiest of an infinite number of universes, for which there is no evidence. When Iowa State University astronomer Guillermo Gonzalez wrote about cosmic evidence for intelligent design, a militant atheist in the Religious Studies Department organized a campaign against him. Neem Katana is a small town about 100 miles from Delhi, India. Accessible by train but barely reachable by car, the village is not a big tourist attraction. At sunrise on October 24, 1995, however, Neem Katana was filled with foreign visitors.